Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. ebaymotors.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp here with a name you know her because she is the NXT Women's Champion, Raquel Gonzalez, and you got a big one coming up against Xia Li. Raquel, how you doing?
I'm doing great, thank you. I'm actually pretty excited for tomorrow since, you know, the last time Xia called me out, she didn't show up.
Yeah.
So I'm a little angsty to see if she's going to even come tomorrow or not.
And I mean, a lot of people in the world might not know this. You guys have wrestled plenty. It's just the world hasn't seen it before. You all spent a lot of time in the ring together earlier in your careers. So when you see her walking down the ramp, getting in the ring, you're face to face with her. How is that feeling? Is it bringing back old memories? Like how does that work?
Yeah, it definitely brings back old memories from a lot of the past encounters that we've had and coconut shows. And when I got to help attend a tryout in Shanghai and I wrestled her there for everyone in Shanghai, that was a great experience. But it was also kind of like, okay, we're doing this again. Like this thing, you know, I thought, you know, the last time you came and called me out, you didn't show up. Now you're stepping on Dakota's shining moment. She just beat Ember Moon clean and fair. And you take this opportunity to come and get in my face.
And I mean, we saw what she's capable of in the ring against Mercedes Martinez. When you see that, does that switch up your preparation or anything?
I would say it does a little bit. I think, yeah, she has gotten a lot quicker, a lot smoother with a lot of her striking, and it's definitely evident that it's powerful. But I'm a different opponent compared to Mercedes. I'm a little bit taller than Mercedes. I wonder if Xia Li can even kick that high.
So that's something that I kind of wanted to approach because, I mean, they're 6 foot tall women don't really grow on trees, even in wrestling. And Xia Li, there's a significant reach disadvantage there. And I thought it was a really cool visual to see a woman who is probably a foot shorter than you. She didn't care how tall you were. She didn't care any of that. And she was up in your face. It's like you all had the same energy despite the size differential. What is that like? How do you prepare when you're facing someone like that compared to a Rhea Ripley, who is the tallest 5'7" woman in the history of time? How does that change for you?
For me, honestly, it's just kind of the same thing that I always go into these matches thinking is always be ready for the unexpected. Because yeah, she's little, so it means that she can probably get out of stuff a little bit easier. She probably moves a little bit quicker. But if we look at like UFC fights and boxing fights, the advantage always goes to the person with the longest reach. Mm-hmm. So no matter how many strikes she's throwing, you know, those things are going to wear her out if she's not hitting them.
And speaking of maybe some more diminutive competitors, last night on Money in the Bank, we saw the former Nikki Cross, Nikki Ash, win Money in the Bank. And it's been indicated that maybe if she wanted to, she could hop over to NXT. She might be able to cash in on you. They really opened that up. Riddle said he would cash in on the tag team titles. How would you feel about something like that?
I would love the opportunity to get in the ring with the almost superhero Nikki Cross. She is a little fireball. And, you know, she's always been such a good influence and leader when she was at NXT and she was in that women's NXT locker room. So I have so much respect for her. And I'm so happy for the moment that she had last night because it was beautiful and it was well-deserved and well-earned. And if she did want to cash in, I would definitely welcome her with open arms back to NXT and just let her know that I'm ready when she's ready to come in and get in my face, because I would love the opportunity to get in the ring with the new Nikki Ash.
Yeah, that's interesting. I like that they specified that it's like open. Like it leaves that air of unpredictability there, and it makes it even more exciting. And we talked about your height. We've heard Kevin Nash mention that he worked with Omos an awful lot. Have you had anybody specifically work with you to that degree to be like, hey, listen, this is how you can use your height to your advantage?
I would have to say a lot of the coaches at the Performance Center really helped me with that. Like I was able to, and I had the opportunity of like working with Robbie Brookside, Norman Smiley, Scotty Tuhati, Sarah Amato, Matt Bloom, getting feedback from Terry Taylor and Fit Finley, and even talking with Sean and Triple H sometimes. They really helped me build up my confidence in my size and in what my in-ring capabilities are. I would think especially Scotty Tuhati, even though he's not one of the taller of the men's competitors, he's definitely someone who brought me out of my box and really pushed me to my limit on what I could do and what I could be capable of.
Speaking of being pushed to your limits, you've had a team with Dakota Kai as well. You all reach the NXT tag team titles. Is that still something you're looking to pursue? Because we've seen you doing that throughout this NXT title reign. How are things there? And are you planning to remain in the tag division while competing as NXT Women's Champion?
Oh, definitely. My girl wants gold. Like I said last time, we got to put a strap around my girl, Dakota. And I personally am loving making history, being the first Women's Dusty Classic winners, being one of the first NXT Women's Tag Champions. So why not also be the first NXT double champion?
And we've seen her shoot those little looks at you. Like, is there any jealousy there?
Her look was more at Xia Li. I mean, she just stepped on her moment. I don't know. Dakota and I haven't really discussed jealousy or anything of like that sort of sorts. But every time this topic or this question comes up, I'm totally open about it. And I will say, if Dakota wants an opportunity, I would gladly give it to her. Why not? She does deserve it. She's earned it. All she has to do is ask.
I'm also always interested in the process of the War Games match. And that is such a special match, especially to NXT, because it's something that Triple H wanted to do himself for a very, very long time. And now he's getting the opportunity to sort of put that forth. What did you know heading into that War Games match, and like how do you get yourself ready for that, and like the mental preparation for something that arduous?
Honestly, it's always a battle mentally to stay focused before any big event, any big match, any match in general, really, just because there's so much going on and you want to stay focused on who your opponent is and what the objective is, and that's obviously to win in the ring. But then, of course, with War Games, you have teammates, and it's not just you, and it's not just your tag partner. It's also two other people that you're also trying to help and protect while still taking care of the other four opponents. So, I mean, War Games was absolute insanity. It was so much fun, so cool. And I have, like, even just being put in the cage, waiting to come out, there is just so much adrenaline and just, like, excitement running through your veins. Like, you were just ready to get your hands on anyone, whoever is first. Like, you were just ready to just, oh, you know? it's so much excitement. And honestly, it was one of the best experiences I've had in my career. It was amazing just to be a part of that.
I mean, I know there's been several of them by now, but did you get the feeling, like, when you're setting this up? I had mentioned, and it's, like, not a great kept secret, Triple H loves these matches. And it This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you had an extra hour in your day, what is the first thing that you would do? Read a book, take a nap, play some video games, do something for a friend, volunteer? A lot of us spend our lives wishing that we had more time. But the question is, time for what? And if it was unlimited, how would you go about using it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important for you and to make it a priority. And therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. Therapy is so valuable. It's gotten me through some tough times, really helped me reflect on things that are important, specifically with BetterHelp. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be the convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. This is so beneficial when you've got that crammed schedule and you can't even imagine finding that extra hour. You can do it all from home. Fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Fightful today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Fightful. It's so flexible and it can help you find that social sweet spot with BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp.com/Fightful.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Is something he said that he had pushed for in the past. Could you tell that, like, maybe there was a different sense of excitement for him in this or anything?
Oh, definitely, yes. You could tell that there's just so much passion put into every single project, but War Games is just, you can tell everyone is just having a great time. Like, the stress, of course, is always going to be there, but for some reason, it's just, like, a little bit less on War Games because we're all just, like, it's War Games season, baby. Like, yeah.
And you all are about to brutalize each other. And it's like, ah, we're just loose right now. No big deal. No big deal. Yeah. Speaking of head honchos, have you had much feedback, interaction with Vince McMahon? We saw him pop up on Friday. But, you know, sometimes we hear he lets NXT exist in the world of its own. But we also heard that he popped up a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, he popped up a couple weeks ago. I haven't had much interaction with him. The first encounter I had, of course, I was backstage at a Raw with Rhea Ripley, and we were just kind of standing there together, and he was just like, well, who brought Amazons? So that was a good enough reaction for me, but I haven't had the opportunity to interact with him too much, but I'm looking forward to it. I hear he's quite the character.
And Rhea Ripley is doing quite well there, even though she lost her Raw Women's Championship. I mean, you guys had a pretty, although, albeit quick, a storied history there. And you guys were really laying it in on each other. You all did some incredible stuff. What was it like to see her go up? And, I mean, I don't want to say it opened up things for you because you were already well on the way there. But, I mean, she's doing really well. How does that feel to see somebody that you've had so much to do with doing well up there?
It's an amazing feeling. It really is because we go through so much together here in Orlando and in industry and traveling and stress and all that stuff. And it really brings a lot of us together and closer. And it also, of course, like being sisters, you have fights and you have arguments and you guys fall apart at times, but it makes me so happy to see her doing so well and to doing such amazing things. Like her match last night with Charlotte Flair. Wow. So brutal, so hard hitting. And it makes me happy to know that that's what she's doing and she's doing what's true to her, because that's really, really, And she's showing the world that. And I couldn't ask for anything more for her.
And they got the crowd to go from chanting, "We want Becky," to "This is awesome." I mean, nobody was chanting, "We want Becky," by the end of that show. It was a special match, I thought.
Oh, yeah, definitely was.
And kind of on that same topic, we've seen Shotzi pop up as well. A lot of people fondly remember that Evolve match you guys had, that no DQ match. I mean, that for a lot of people sort of made them go, "Oh, who's Shotzi? Who's Raquel?" And it really put you all to the forefront, and now you see where you all are in a relatively short amount of time, a year and a half later. I mean, that's got to feel good too, right?
Oh yeah, definitely does. You know, at that time too, I was still kind of trying to find myself in it as well, and figure out where I fit in and what part of the picture do I play for NXT. And having that DQ match was my first opportunity to have a match of that stature, intensity, you know. And it I feel like it was one of those that really brought a lot out of me I had just been holding back, and it gave me the opportunity to say, like, look, I can do this. I'm not just big in size. Like, I'm also strong. I'm also fierce, and also scare the living crap out of you if I have to. Like, it was definitely one of the moments as well where I almost had like an epiphany of where I knew I needed to go with myself and my career.
And of course, you all had the ladder match too. While we're on the subject of ladder matches that happened this week, what goes through your mind when you're being told you got a ladder match? Was that your first one, or had you done one before in your career?
No, it was definitely my first one. I've had a lot of firsts throughout this 2-year period. You know, at Evolve was my first no DQ match. With Shotzi was my first ladder match. My first Last Woman Standing match was with Rhea Ripley. My first cage match was at War Games.
Wow.
And so, yeah, it's stuff that you can't really prepare for this every day. You know what I mean? Like, it's not something that you can say, I need to kind of build up, figure out how I'm going to do this and get on these ladders and jump off of them and see what happens. It doesn't work like that. It's one of those where you embrace it, you take it for what it is, and you go out there and you just do it, you know? And then it was really, really fun. I had an absolute blast just trying to figure out how to get to the top of that ladder. And with EO coming out and everything that was happening, it was really fun. I couldn't have asked for a better first.
You've also been affectionately known as Big Mommy Cool. The parallels between yourself and Kevin Nash are there. I mentioned him earlier. Have you had a conversation with Kevin Nash? Do you know if he's aware of that? I mean, the parallels are pretty similar. A bit of a bodyguard muscle. You became champion pretty quickly. I mean, it's there.
Yeah. No, I haven't had an encounter with Kevin. We haven't seen him at NXT yet, so I'm looking forward to that one as well. Like, I'm really excited to pick the brains of a lot of these people who I haven't had the opportunity to speak with, but Sean has definitely been a big influence for us, and he's definitely, you know, spoken to Dakota and I about the similarities and about how we remind him of his time with Kevin Nash as well as tag partners. And it's really, really cool to take a step back and, like, just think, like, wow, like, you know, you always up watching and you love it and you see it and you think, I can do that one day. And then you're finally there. And it's like, I'm doing it. And I'm being compared to iconic legends and being put in the same conversations as these people. And it's just mind blowing. So mind blowing.
Were you all surprised to see the NXT women's tag team titles unveiled? There had been some chatter a little bit before that, so I'm sure you guys have maybe heard a little bit of that. But was that like a legitimate surprise to you? And how did you feel? This was a couple weeks after you all competed for the WWE women's tag titles.
Honestly, it was a legitimate surprise. We were pretty excited about it. Dakota and I were both like, we didn't expect this at all. You know, we just had that match with, we just won the Dusty, and then we had the match with Shayna and with Nia Jax. And of course, that is still up for question on how clean that finish was.
Sure.
So we were actually thinking that we were going into like another opportunity with them or another type of situation where we could confront them again about what just happened. And then we realized we became the first NXT women's tag titles, and this relationship that her and I have built up and worked with and grown with in the past year, it was just like, it's all come full circle to something that has been absolutely amazing for both of us. And especially for me, like, I know I wouldn't be in the position I am if it wasn't for Dakota Kai. And that's why I say, if she ever wanted an opportunity at the NXT women's title, I would gladly and openly welcome her into the ring with me. That's how much respect I have for her.
We'll be welcoming Xia Li into the ring with you Tuesday night, USA Network, NXT. Raquel Gonzalez, thank you so much for the time.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Guys, until next time, we're out.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.